from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Here's your cruise news for Thursday, January 20th, 2022. One company's financial crisis has left a dark cloud hanging over the future of several cruise lines. Genting Hong Kong has filed for bankruptcy, telling investors that the company will run out of money by the end of January, and they've exhausted all possible means of fundraising. Genting owns Crystal Cruises, as well as the Asian cruise line Star Cruises and Dream Cruises. But all hope may not be lost, as Genting insisted that some divisions would remain operational, including Dream Cruises. Their statement did not give any hint as to the future of Crystal Cruises. Late Wednesday, it was announced that Crystal would be suspending services until April so they could, quote, examine various options. And Norwegian Cruise Line has made a few changes to their popular Free at Sea promotion, downgrading both the dining and internet offers. In the past, guests on seven-night sailings in any stateroom could dine in two specialty restaurants for free. Now, only those booked in a balcony stateroom or higher will receive the two free meals. Those booked in a studio, inside, or ocean view room will only receive one dining credit. The number of specialty restaurants allotted to guests on sailings 12 nights and longer has also been reduced. And as far as the internet perk goes, changes were made across the board there, cutting the time. Guests who previously received 250 free minutes for a 7 to 13 night cruise will now receive 150 minutes for the first two passengers in the room. And on Wednesday, Royal Caribbean detailed a new dining concept aboard Wonder of the Seas. The Mason Jar Southern Restaurant and Bar will debut on the world's largest cruise ship in March. The menu will feature Southern cuisine like pulled pork, Southern fried chicken, crab beignets, shrimp and grits, cinnamon rolls, and other Southern favorites. The vessel will also have Royal Caribbean classics like Giovanni's Italian Kitchen and Wine Bar, Playmaker's Sports Bar and Arcade, and Hooked Seafood, along with over a dozen more venues. Wonder will spend its inaugural season sailing from Port Everglades before repositioning to the Mediterranean in late spring. And finally, Carnival Freedom came to the aid of a distressed boat in the Caribbean Sea on Wednesday. Freedom, which was at the start of an eight-night cruise, came across the vessel early Wednesday morning. The on-watch officer from the bridge notified the Coast Guard, and Carnival Freedom stood by the vessel until the authorities arrived. These photos are courtesy of Jessica Ross, who is currently sailing on Freedom. Cruise ships are required by international maritime law to render assistance to any vessel in distress. Freedom is scheduled to arrive back in Port Miami this Sunday. And cruise line stocks were down on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation down 3.4 points, 21.22. Royal Caribbean down 1, 81.63. And Norwegian down 2.5, 21.38. Breaking news in this week's podcast, a review of Carnival Magic at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.